And this is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. You may have noticed that WVXU is changing up some of the programming in our lineup. And recently, one of the shows that we have added is called Bullseye. You can hear it on Saturday evenings at 7 o'clock. The host is Jesse Thorne, and he's talking to us now via Zoom. Jesse, welcome to our show.
Hey, Michael. Thank you for having me.
It's our pleasure to have you. I'm so glad that Bullseye is now part of our lineup and that you've got some time to talk to us a little bit about it. For our listeners who may be unfamiliar with Bullseye, it's officially described as a curated guide to culture. Are those your words? And if they are, can you help us understand what that means?
I was ultimately probably in charge of those words. I don't know if I wrote those words, Michael. I certainly have an aversion to the word curated, but it is what it is, and it was necessary in that situation. I think it's an in-depth arts and culture show, and it's about where arts and culture comes from. And the other thing that I think that sets it apart, you know, there are plenty of shows with interviews with filmmakers and writers and actors and so on and so forth, is I think it's a fun show. And I also think that we put a lot of work into choosing who comes on the show on the basis of whether we endorse the work they do. And, you know, so you won't hear, a lot of people who are on the show specifically because they have a remarkable life story, which is another great type of show, but you will hear people with remarkable life stories who also make remarkable work. So, it's a very sort of editorially driven show. Like, we really look at the world of culture and say, what are we the most excited about in this world, and pick the people to come on who represent that.
And Jesse, I read that when you're preparing for an interview, you typically enter such a conversation without a lot of notes and maybe without any questions. And that's because you do curate who's coming on. You are picking people that you're interested in. Is that still true?
Yeah. I mean, I do a lot of preparation. I don't want to make anybody think that I'm doing this halfway. I do a huge amount of preparation, but, you know, once in a while, I'll keep a little list of things I want to make sure to mention if there's things that I think I might forget. Like, if there's just a little anecdote that I read about that I want to remember to follow up on. But I don't ever write questions. And the reason is that I do want to have an actual conversation with the person. And if I'm reading a question off a piece of paper, that can be tough. So in our show, you know, I'm sitting down and talking to the person like a human being, because my experience has been that, you know, even movie stars and genius filmmakers and brilliant musicians, you know, the greatest songwriters of the 20th and 21st century and whatever, they're all people who would rather talk like a person than answer questions like they're on a press junket.
And we're talking with Jesse Thorne, the host of Bullseye, which you can now hear at 7 o'clock on Saturday evenings on 91.7 WVXU. Just to give our listeners some examples of the guests you've had on just in recent days, and some of these may have been rebroadcast, but recent conversations include one of San Dimas High School's finest graduates. You had Alex Winters of Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure fame, because that story is being revisited. You had Kyle MacLachlan on Twin Peaks fame, Portlandia, Showgirls. And that had to be exciting. And you and I are the same age. And so we were teenagers in the 90s. And like, there's this, I guess we're old enough now to where our teen years are very vintage and there's a certain nostalgia to it and it's being revisited. And so you're seeing Bill and Ted, you're seeing, Kyle MacLachlan has had such a fascinating career, but he was very prominent in the 90s. Let me ask you, just as a, you know, older person now to fellow older person now, what do you think 90s culture, what is its role in today's culture?
Well, I mean, I think for those of us in our mid to late 30s, I'm an old millennial, finally the time has come when we rule the roost. I remember one time my late father gave me the advice, I was having a hard time because I started doing this show when I was 19 years old, and I got distribution, you know, and started being on stations when I was in my mid-20s. And I would go to the conferences, and I'd feel like, man, nobody cares about any of the stuff that I'm talking about. And I get really frustrated, you know. And my dad, who was an older boomer, who had been he'd been in the service in the Navy, and then had been in the Veterans Peace Movement for much of his life, and had been an organizer and ran an NGO eventually. He said to me, you know, he had his own experience with generational conflict. And he said to me, just wait, they'll die. So I feel like that was my dad's way of putting it. I wouldn't necessarily put it that way. But it is great to feel like your points of reference have some cultural power behind them. But, you know, honestly, I think one of the things that distinguishes people of our age and younger is that those generational distinctions are much less significant. You know, like if you asked me who is the guest you are most excited about in the history of your show, I mean, I might say Paul Rubens, aka Pee Wee Herman,
sure.
Who certainly is very much of my, I mean, I saw Pee Wee's Big Adventure in the theater when I was 5. And it, you know, completely changed the trajectory of my life. But I might also say that Bill Withers, you know, the first time I interviewed Bill Withers, he was well into his 70s. The second time he was about 80. He's now passed away. And, you know, Bill Withers is one of my favorite musicians of all time, and also just a brilliant, wise, hilarious man. You know, Bill Withers is music that belongs theoretically much more to my parents' generation than mine. But I think that in an age where media is accessible to all of us, you know, I was too young to watch Twin Peaks on TV when Twin Peaks was on TV. But we're lucky to live in a world where we can live with the best of culture over almost the past 100 years, you know? I mean, last night I was watching Top Hat with Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers. You know, my tastes are broad.
And we're talking with Jesse Thorne, the host of Bullseye from NPR, and it is on 91.7 WVXU, Saturday evenings at 7 now. And speaking of, you know, the internet and the opportunities that it gives us, being the same age, you know, I think one thing that specifically sets people apart who were born more specifically when we were, is that we were kind of like the last teenagers who didn't have the internet and the first to have it. So we were that young people that were first online, and you jumped into podcasting very, very early. What was it that interested you in this?
I had a family friend who was the kind of guy who subscribed to Wired magazine in the early 90s, like when it was brand new. He was a total, you know, Web 1.0 evangelist. And he said to me, you know, there's this thing called, I know you do that radio show, he said, because I was doing it on my college radio station in Santa Cruz at the time. He said, you know, there's this thing called podcasting. You should look into it. And I did, and I'm not a super technically oriented guy, but I muscled my way through figuring out how to make an RSS feed, because which is the essential technology of podcasting, because I had this thought, which was I was doing sketch comedy at the time, and I thought, well, if we're doing a sketch comedy show and we get 200 people to show up, it's absolutely worth it. So if I could get 200 people to listen to the podcast of this, it would be absolutely worth the extra few hours of work it is to digitize my show and put it up on the internet and share it. Because ultimately, you know, my goal wasn't to become a tech millionaire or whatever. I'm an evangelist for this culture that we put on the show. Like I really believe in the artists and want to share their stories and want to share the ways they make their work in order to, you know, encourage the creativity in the folks who listen. You know, I wouldn't do it if I didn't want to share this stuff as broadly as I could. And it just seemed like a way to do that. And it turned out to be, you know, I own a podcasting company now, and you know, that turned out to be my career. But it really was just, I thought if I could even get 100 people to listen to it this way, it would be worth it.
Jesse Thorne is the host of Bullseye, the NPR show that you can now hear on 91.7 WVXU Saturday evenings at 7. Jesse, it sounds like you're busy with family in the background there. We want to let you get back to quarantine life with your family. And I'm so grateful for the time you gave us. Welcome to our lineup. So grateful to have you.
Oh, I'm so grateful to be on the show. And I want to give a shout out to all of the Natty. I'm looking at you. I'm looking at you, Joey Votto, Reds first baseman.
How
come
about
on,
that?
Bullseye.
Nice local reference.
I'm looking at you, Travis McElroy from the McElroy Brothers. I see you. I'm all of the Natty is DJ High Tech. Where are you at? I see you, DJ High Tech. We're actually going to do a special Cincinnati show just about coming up with Ernie Isley of the Isley Brothers.
Yeah.
And perhaps my top Cincinnatian, not that I'm getting into ranking here, but probably my top Cincinnatian, Bootsy Collins.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think he's on the top of a lot of people's list. So, man, you've done your work. You do preparation. You definitely do preparation.
Yeah, well, Bootzilla, I think it would not be unreasonable to claim Bootzilla is the top American overall.
Well, he certainly has the top hat collection. There's no question about it. So
for sure.
Jesse Thorne, thanks so much. We will look forward to that episode in particular, but looking forward to all the rest as well. Thanks so much.
Thank you for the invitation. I'm glad to be here.
And you've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. The producer of today's show is Selena Reeder. The technical director is Josh Elstro. Our theme music is composed by Rob Fetters. You can find archives of our program online at WVXU.org. I'm Michael Monks.